Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we listen to some music from Melissa Etheridge, answer a question about the White House, and tell about the results of a recent high school science competition. Last week, the Siemens Foundation announced the winners of the Mathematics, Science, and Technology competition for high school students. The foundation created the competition 9 years ago to improve student performance in math and science in the United States. It is open to any student who is a citizen or legal resident. Barbara Klein has more.
This year was a first in the history of the Siemens competition. It was the first time females won the top prizes in both the individual and team competitions. The individual winner was Isha Jain of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. She received $100,000 toward her college education for her research into bone growth. The Siemens judges said she is the first to discover that bone growth takes place in many different short periods of time. They said her work was equal to that of a graduate student in college. The top team winners were Janelle Schlossberger and Amanda Marinoff of Plainview, New York. They are sharing $100,000 for their college educations. They did research on the disease tuberculosis. They created a molecule that helps block drug-resistant tuberculosis bacteria from reproducing. The contest judges said the students created new compounds to kill tuberculosis by targeting a protein that could lead to a new treatment for drug-resistant TB. The Siemens Foundation joined with the College Board and 6 universities to start the competition. The Siemens Foundation president says the number of girls entering the contest has increased each year. This year, more than 1,600 students took part. 48% were female. Experts from the universities judge competitions in 6 areas of the country. The individual and team winners from those contests then compete nationally. They demonstrate their projects to a group of university professors and scientists. This year, the judges were led by Joseph Taylor, a winner of the Nobel Prize in Physics. As part of their prize, the winning students will ring the closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange in February.
Our listener question this week comes from Burma. Ta Nang wants to know about the White House, the home of the President of the United States and his family. This famous building is at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in the center of Washington, D.C. The first American president, George Washington, worked with the city planner, Pierre L'Enfant, to choose the land for the new presidential home. A competition was held to find a building designer. 9 plans were considered, and the architect James Hoban won. Construction began in 1792. The first president to live there was John Adams. He and his wife Abigail moved into the White House in 1800. During the War of 1812, British troops burned most of the inside of the White House. James Hoban helped rebuild it. Over the years, each president has made changes or additions to the building. For example, the North Portico area of the building was added under President Andrew Jackson. Presidents also changed the furniture inside to show current styles. The White House walls are made of stone that is painted white. But the famous building has had other names over time, including the President's House and the Executive Mansion. In the early 1900s, President Theodore Roosevelt made the White House the official name. In the 1930s, President Franklin Roosevelt decided to rebuild and expand part of the building that became known as the West Wing. Some of the public rooms in the White House are named after a color. There is the Blue Room, the Green Room, and the Red Room. In December, the White House becomes filled with holiday decorations based on a theme. The subject of the Christmas tree decorations this year is national parks. First Lady Laura Bush thought of the idea because she hikes in the parks throughout the year. She says that the White House sent a Christmas tree decoration to each of America's more than 300 national parks. Different artists painted each ornament in a way to celebrate that national park. To see pictures of these holiday decorations, you can visit www.whitehouse.gov. Melissa Etheridge has been making rock music for 20 years. This award-winning performer recently released her ninth album called The Awakening. It is Etheridge's first record since she discovered she had cancer in 2004. The songs express the story of her life and her spiritual sense of awakening after overcoming her sickness. Catherine Cole has more.
Raised up on Midwestern dreams, only a few shall get, but everyone shall need. I took my family's burden, strapped it to my chest, a few $100 and a kiss for luck, and I pointed my dreams away.
California, one of the first songs on the album. It tells how Melissa Etheridge left her home and family in the state of Kansas to follow her dreams of fame in California. Etheridge has said that she hopes listeners will take time out of their busy days to listen to her album from beginning to end. She says the songs tell a universal story about her political and spiritual beliefs and discoveries. The main influence for the album was her cancer. Melissa Etheridge believes that cancer gave her a new power and fearlessness. Here is the song, I've Loved You Before. Etheridge imagines how she and the person she loves have searched for and found each other in past lives.
When I think of how you know me, no doubts, no thinking twice. When your smile can be so soothing, a familiar paradise. When there's no one else that makes me whole, I am never needing more. I get this feeling that I have loved you before. We're lovers in an army, marching off for Rome. Side by side in battle, did we bravely leave our home? Did I hold you in my arms as you were taking your last breath? Did I shout to all the gods that I would love you beyond death for more? I swear I've loved you before.
Melissa Etheridge is also known for her interest in social activism. She strongly supports the environmental green movement. She wrote the song I Want to Wake Up for former Vice President Al Gore's movie on climate change called An Inconvenient Truth. She also supports rights for people in same-sex relationships. And in several songs on The Awakening, Etheridge expresses her political beliefs. We leave you with Imagine That. In it, Melissa Etheridge criticizes the United States government's policy over the war in Iraq. She praises the activist Cindy Sheehan, whose son was killed in the war.
A mother was grieving her loss, her soldier the ultimate cost. She went to the man who's been told that he's a king, and waited outside of his compound to ask him a few things. She said, but what's an noble cause? Did my son have to die? And tell me, where are their weapons? And what did you have to lie? His heart and his soul he believed. In the land of the free and the home of the brave, now he's standing on trial, for he will not behave as they wish.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Dana Dimange and Nancy Steinbach. Katie Weaver was the producer. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Inside matter, inside atom, as far as you can go. You saw the strings of a life that vibrate with the universal flow.